Cheers, guys. Welcome to this week's McInnes Marketing Minute. As you can see, I've been smart and brought a jacket. Jay, once again, has not.
Unnecessary.
And it's warm. Rocking a god-awful moustache, but gets away with it because it's Movember.
That's the safety net, my friend.
Horrendous. But today, guys, we are discussing the new market, and is this a hiccup? What is a hiccup?
How long is a hiccup?
How long is a hiccup? Beyond like a standard
month?
Hiccup. Like, we mean a market hiccup.
Month?
Subjective,
year?
Right, isn't it?
Decade? Because some of these viewers are going to call decade. Decade hiccup.
Yeah. So when the market started turning, which was back in July, and then the stats were released that July was a pretty good month.
The first up month.
The first up month in what seems like forever.
Well, it was a long time.
A lot of people were calling out, this is a hiccup, fear of missing out. My least favorite, this is a dead cat bounce.
Taking those stock market quotes and pulling over.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, back then we probably would have said there's a high probability that's the case, and it's probably going to bounce back down. But we've now seen some traction for the last 4 months now, so it continued that way for a full 3 months or a quarter. So that put us in the balanced market. So it's taken us out of the balanced market, which we are showing better figures now. Still in our 4 months, so coming on half a year now.
A hiccup must be trumped at a quarter.
I don't know, like maybe, yeah, maybe 2 months. But and that's the question, how long is the hiccup? There's a lot of people out there right now still saying that it's a hiccup.
How long do you want to convince yourself it's a hiccup?
And I think that's more of the question. Yeah, how long do you want to just ignore the information and ignore the facts in front of you for sakes of pride or ego to keep telling yourself that it's a hiccup and then miss the opportunity?
And not to say that it's going to go like this for another decade or anything along those lines. However, the price index is up 0.2. So the pricing hasn't necessarily, I'm going to call that, the pricing has not gone up yet. However, with all this increased activity, buyer demand, in most segments of the market, as we said last week, we're in seller's market territory now. Mm-hmm. I think I actually said buyer's market last week. Did we edit that? That's your job. So
you got it wrong, and I think I left it in for that reason.
We're in seller's market for most of those, so the activity is there. It's now swayed the market from a buyer's to a seller's. But these are all the triggers that we need to see line up prior to pricing changing course. It's still, I mean, 0.2 is still buoyant in my eyes, but it's got all the pre-qualifications to now have the pricing to start jumping again.
Yeah. And just to be 100% clear, guys, we're not saying that it's a seller's market right now. We're saying that the figures out there are representative of a seller's market. Obviously, it needs to continue with those sort of figures, those sort of numbers coming out month over month, a sustained period of time, as the wording says, before it officially gets into a seller's market.
Activity-wise.
Yeah.
Climbing up, pricing increasing, multiples with escalating pricing above ask, blah, blah, blah.
But the point is here is the market has been coming down and down, and a lot of people say they're timing the market, they're going to buy when it comes to the bottom. And we've now reached that point. We've now reached the point where we've hit the bottom. There's not
the bottom was 5 months ago.
Yeah, well, easily. And now it's kind of stayed there as of now because the pricing hasn't really gone up. So it hit the bottom. People are still like, no, it's going to come down further because they were too afraid to make a move. Now you've got all of this activity taking place, and you're in a lucky position right now because you have all of this activity taking place, this proof that we're at the bottom, and you're able to get in now before prices start rising.
Yes. So to that exact point, you've got the market activity now of a seller's market, meaning you're still going to get, we're still seeing multiple offers. They're not crazy like they were. You're still going to have places selling in under a week.
Yep.
So those triggers are there, but the pricing, like Ben says, hasn't hit yet. So you've seen the bottom. You've now seen since July increased activity with the safety net. We'll call that peace of mind that it's on that direction with the safety net that pricing has not yet actually increased. So it is a very acceptable time for you to think now maybe we are on that upswing.
Yeah.
Before pricing changes and you're going to pay for it.
And I mean, this market in general, not just this period here, but this point where it reaches the bottom and things start to shift and move, this is the opportunity that all of the timing the market guys are essentially waiting for. And I think that ego and that refusal to believe what's in front of you can hinder you in being successful or not. And that's what makes the difference right now. And you know, you can say no, it's a hiccup, the market's going to come down, there's going to be a recession here, this is going to happen because of here. But I mean, how long are you going to tell yourself that, right? Like, people said it was a hiccup after a month, okay, and then it carried on for 2 months and people still said it's a hiccup, and then 3-4 months and people are still saying it's a hiccup. How long are you going to convince yourself till you're looking back on it thinking, should have made a decision, should have moved forward? Now I'm just waiting on the market to dip again, and hopefully I'll make the right decision then. So these markets are the perfect opportunity to move forward before it starts trending in that area and there is upward pressure put on prices moving forward. It's these types of markets that separate the winners from the losers.
Yeah, and you've got to think, when you had, let's say, June of this year, before things started picking up in July, all those months from March 2018 of the softening behind a seller, when the seller decides to go to market, what's their mindset going to market be? I'm going to have to be flexible. We better list attractively. We got to try and get people through. Now, when you've got...
Still going? Good.
Low battery.
Now, when you've got 5 months behind you of looking at the comps, it's selling in a week, it's selling in multiples, what is the seller going to think now? I'm going to be more firm. I'm going to try and push a little higher to get a new number because these guys have been achieving. And you're entering the point now where there's going to be a lot more resistance from the selling side. So keep in mind, the pricing has not officially gone up yet, even though the activity drastically has. Rates went up, but they're still 2.99. So you're still very, very cheap on the money side. And it looks like it's going to continue further at this point for
the remainder of the year.
Well, at least.
Yeah.
We're now coming into that typical tapering part of the year of December. Mm-hmm. And then I think we're going to kind of coast through, and then spring will be here and we'll continue.
Yeah.
So
guys, don't miss the opportunity is what we're trying to get at here. If now's not the right time for you to buy, then of course we're not saying buy and now's not the right time. But if you've been waiting to time the market and to get the best deal possible, now is the time to do that. Unless you're okay with waiting again and again and again until a market drops again and it becomes right for you.
Or if they need to see that price jump for peace of mind. We're kind of right on the curve now. So you can get in ahead of that, which I believe if you get in now, you will be ahead of that. But I think come spring, we'll look back and say, the index has now shown that prices have officially jumped. So you can pay for that time, or you can, I guess, take the risk and jump now with all other red light or green lights going.
That's it.
Except the pricing.
So guys, we don't want to complicate it any further. So we'll leave you with that. Thank you for joining this week.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week. Take care.
Bye-bye.